God bless you, brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, our healer, our provider, He's here in the midst of us. I can sense it. And the Bible says when the praise is going up, the blessing coming down. So God is here in the midst of us. Today is a very special day for me, because today is the birthday of my sister, the one who invited me to America. So it's a very birthday for me. And then Pastor Dan asked me if I can preach. I was thinking, I was debating, and I said, can I go to the party over there or preach? So, finally, I decided to be here to honor God. Like 10 or 13 years ago, when we show up in this community, Sister Ruth, I don't know what came over her, and she got a word of prophecy for my life. And she said, God will use me and my wife mightily.
Amen.
I don't know any detail about that. I don't know how He's going to do it. But only thing I know is when God calls people in the Bible, they always have excuse. And I got one too. But I thank you about it. And finally, I surrender. I just give my life. And I just leave everything in the hand of God. And so be it. Whatever He wants to do for my life, I just commit my life to
Him.
Hallelujah. Last week, we celebrate Mother's Day. And this week, I'm going to talk about some of the powerful lady in the Bible. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 27. We are going to read from verse 1 to 11. And the title for this is the Inheritance Law. Then come the daughters of Zerubbabel, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, from the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these were the names of his daughters: Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, and the leaders, and all the congregation by the doorway of the tabernacle of meeting, saying, our father died in the wilderness, but he was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord, in company with Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he has no son. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family because he has no son? Give us a possession among our father's brothers. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right, and you You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers, and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And he shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then he shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughters. If he has no daughter, then he shall give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then he shall give the inheritance to the father's brother. And if his father has no brothers, then he shall give his inheritance to the relative closest to him in his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be to the children of Israel a statute of judgment, just as the law commanded Moses. Hallelujah. In the Republic, like in America, if there is a law and you want to amend the law, the Congress is supposed to meet and is supposed to have 2/3 of the presence in order to amend the law. But in the kingdom, the monarch has the majority and he can amend the law. I'm glad we are here in America, but we are citizens from heaven. And in this case, God is the one who gives the book of the law. And he is the only authority who can amend those laws. As a Christian, you have this obligation, like the $5 of Zerubbabel. The law, this particular law of inheritance, is talking about the land that passed from the father to the son. And in Israel, in the old time, ladies did not have a part of the possession of the parents. And because those five ladies, they understand the law and they meditate on it day and night, and they saw that there is something that is not correct, and they took some action. They went in front of the whole congregation. Where is Moses? Where is the priest Eleazar and the leaders? And the whole congregation was there, and they posed the problem. Moses knew that this problem is a little bit complicated, so he cannot solve it at his level. Then he inquired of the Lord.
Amen.
He presented the case before the Lord, the only authority who can change, who can amend the law. And then God said, that they were right. Suppose those five ladies, they didn't say anything about that, but they are suffering. Nothing will be changed. And I know that somewhere here in the Western world, in Africa, that amendment they made in Israel that day has some implication in our society. Because I know in Africa, I talked to some Muslims, if you are ladies, you cannot have any heritage from your parents. And even though in Togo, in traditional level, I know it's the same thing, but they come out with a new code for the family. And I believe that this law that was amended by God helped to pass a procession to the ladies in our society. And they present the case, they say, our father died in the wilderness. We know that when the Israelites were leaving Egypt to go to the promised land, a lot of people died. They died because they sinned against God, and they were rebels against God, and some of them, they died because of their personal sin. And this is the case. Zerubbabel didn't die because he was in rebellion against God. He died because of his own sin. He was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord. In company with Korah, that he died in his own sin. And he has no son. This little phrase, he has no son, is key. I remember years ago, we have a neighbor here. He got just girls. I think he got 3 or 4 girls. And one day he talked to me, he said, "After, you know you are blessed, at least you have a son that can carry your name through the next generation." And I don't know if you hear about that. In China, people supposed to have just one child. Well, what happened is, they long for boys. And if they have girls, they kill the girls. Till the United Nations intervened in China. Boys carry the name to the next generation. And that's key. In the society in Israel, in the old time, because it's an agricultural society. And people need hands to work. And if there is a war, they need to fight with the sun. And those 5 ladies, they plead the case. Say, why should the name of our father be removed from among his family? Because he has no son. And they insist, they say, give us a possession among our father's brothers. We want a part of their heritage. And God saw the case. And God said, as of that day, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. If he has no daughter, then he shall give the inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then he shall give the inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then he shall give his inheritance to the closest relative, who shall possess it. And it shall be to the children of Israel a status of judgment. So God settled this case. It is done. And we thank the daughters of Zerubbabel for their action. As a Christian, you look around, and there are so many things that are not going right. You're supposed to say something because we are the light of the world. And if he fails to say anything about what is going wrong, who is going to do it? I know a lot of Christians don't want to be involved in politics because they say politics is dirty game. But if we continue like this, they will make ridicule of us. You need to be in politics and change things, because the whole world is looking up to us to see what are we going to do. And if you travel, the whole world is looking up to America. What America is going to do about this issue that the society is facing. Everybody is watching. And if you fail here, that's it. ISIS is looking up to America. What's going to be our decision? That's a serious matter. I thank God in America, you can come and freely worship the Lord. In some places, it's not possible. I was in Morocco. When you are in church, you see military outside. Because over there they don't allow the church to evangelize people. It's just for people from foreign countries. They have church, but Moroccan is not supposed to go to the church. In Nigeria, with Boko Haram, to go to church, you see a surprise before the service ends. So look at America. We hear, we come freely, we worship the Lord. But sometimes we are not in the mood to worship the Lord. We need to do something about this. I think we hear a lot of messages so we can go to the world and share Christ and share love with people. And we need to put God in the first place. Put God in the first place. And everything will be okay if we do so. And let's turn to the book of Chronicles. Yeah, let's talk about the prayer of Jabez. It's in the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Jabez said, and Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And the Bible says, so God granted him what he requested. God wants us to come to Him and to lay down our requests and to get Him involved in our equation. He knows what we're facing. Amen. We know that we don't have time. Amen. We are busy. But if you make time for God, He will intervene in your life. He will do mighty things. The book of Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call upon me, and I will answer you. I will show you mighty things that you do not know. But as a Christian, I feel sometimes that we are too relaxed. We are too relaxed. We are not like in crews. We are in battleship. It's a constant battle. The enemy is around to attack anytime. He's around. I hear this testimony of a guy who went to Iraq and something happened to him, and then he was in coma. They took him and they put him in the hospital. And then when he came out of coma, the first thing that he has is, what is my weapon? Because he knows without his weapon on the field, he's dead. Where is your weapon, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
We have a weapon.
Amen.
God doesn't want us to die. He wants us to live forever. And He wants us that His plan, His purpose that He has for us be fulfilled. And it's available. It's available. It's through prayer and supplication. But nowadays, we feel too relaxed. We don't feel like praying. We don't feel like fasting. We don't feel like inquire of the Lord. We just want to do our own thing. And the end will be a catastrophe. Jesus, He died for us.
Yeah.
He died for you, and He died for me. So He may live through us. We have assignment to do. We got plan to do. We need a breakthrough. We need to work for the kingdom advancement. Jesus Himself, when He called His apostles, His disciples, He didn't ask them for any resume. Do you have high school diploma? Or do you have a seminary diploma? He didn't ask for that. He just chose them. And whatever you have in your hand, God is able to use it for His glory. After all, He is the God of all flesh. Do you think anything is hard for Him to do? He created the whole universe. He created everything. There's nothing too hard for Him to do. And if He says in this Bible, it shall come to pass. I want to see that coming to pass in my life.
Amen.
Last Friday, I was talking to one of my sisters, and she was worried because they got her from back home, and they told her that her daughter is not feeling well. And on the phone, I was telling her, don't worry, don't worry. Whatever you cannot be, Jesus is there. And then, we didn't finish talking. I didn't pray for her then. And when she said, hold on, somebody is calling. That very daughter she was worrying about was on the phone.
Right.
And she called me back and she said, can you believe this? We just talking about her, and she called me. She said, Mommy, I am fine. God is good.
Yeah.
You work mysterious ways. Sometimes we don't understand what He's doing. But we just need to trust Him.
Amen.
Just the trust. Sometimes I wake up and then I say I'm too busy, I don't have time to pray, or maybe I pray 5 minutes and then I'm out. But my day is not smooth. But if I can make some effort and get up early and dwell in the Word of God before I start the day, the day is just fine, is awesome, is wonderful. If you name it, it's wonderful. So we need to soak ourselves in that scripture and soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and take control of our lives. Last week, I was at the wet one, and then one old lady, she got the spirit of a baby, same size, and she was passing by. I said, hi. And I said, how are you? And then she stopped. And she said, give me a hug. And I give her a hug on the side like this. She said, no, give me a hug like this. We need this. And she gave me a big hug, and she started laughing. She's an old person. And she said, people need hug. People need hug. They need it. Sometimes we are too focused, we are too serious, we don't even smile. But it's free. And salvation is free. But sometimes I don't understand humankind. This Jesus put a lot of capacity in us that we just underestimate ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust God. Or we want to do everything with our own strength. When Jesus said, before you open your mouth, He knows what you are going to say. He knows your thoughts. He knows the outcome of your problem. And He said, your sin I will remember no more. So why you have to condemn yourself? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, as if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, new things are coming. And Jesus is about to do new things.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
When I saw Mama
Zedekiah,
right? Yes. I was so amazed. Because they come every time they sit down in the bathroom and they say, Mommy, tell me. And last week, she saw her sister. And I said, I want to see Mommy. So today, my eyes are seeing the glory of the Lord. You are here. And if you are here today, it's not just by mistake. It's, everything is organized.
Right.
According to His purpose. He got a plan.
Oh, yeah.
He got a plan. He got a big plan. And you'll be amazed what He is about to do in your life. God is good.
Yeah.
All the time. And we got a promise from Him that He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will never. And He's not a man that He should lie. And Son of Man that He should repent. If He said He's going to do it, He's going to do it.
Yes.
He's going to do it.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes time before we come to a realization. But He's coming. He's never late. When I was 11, when I started reading at school, maybe like 7 years old, the first sentence I know in English is, God's time is the best. That's the first thing I know in English. God's time is the best. Our God is never late. He's always
Amen.
On time.
Amen.
If He takes time, He gives you enough time to get prepared for the promotion that is coming.
Amen.
And as He said, He will change your disappointment in appointment. Sometimes you feel disappointed. Know that what is coming is bigger. And let me share about my family. I come from a big family. My dad got 12 kids. And he got 5 daughters and 7 boys. And I am number 11. My sister whose birthday is today, Lina, is the number 12. We come from a very big family. And like the Bible is talking about the daughter of Zelophehad. Five women impact my life very positively. My mom, my three sisters, and my wife. They put a lot of impact by praying for me, by telling me that don't worry, everything will be fine. And we need people like that. Because some people, they are depressed and then they just want to commit suicide. But they don't even know where they are going. They don't know. And Jesus gave us the promise that if you live here, you have heritage up there with Him. As He said, He's going, He's living to prepare a place for us. Do you have this promise? Do you have this heritage? It's available. It's available. And don't underestimate what the book says. It's not just a book that somebody wrote. This book is by inspiration of God. And it's the word of God. So this is a book of promise. And they have like more than 4,000 promises in the Bible for us. But we need to claim all those promises and put them into application. God is up to something great in our life. I look at the congregation here. I know that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the whole world will look for Northgate Community Church.
Amen.
And Living Grace Ministries. Because good things are happening toward us. They are happening. God is behind the scene orchestrating all the big change. And don't miss out. Be a part of it. Be a part of it. And one thing we Christians know is if you have credit cards and you don't activate that credit card, do you think in the day you are ready to go shopping? If you love shopping, that will work?
Yeah.
But activating your credit card, what that will cost you? Just call. And Jesus said, call upon me.
Amen. Amen.
Just call to activate that thing.
Amen.
You don't activate it, you go over there, you swap it and say, decline. There's nothing wrong with the car. Remember that? You didn't do your part. You didn't do it. So, we need to activate our faith. And we need to give the tithe, because there is a promise attached to it. So put me on test, and you will see how God will open the gate of heaven. Open your life. When we are Christian, our seed we are giving. But if you put that seed in the ground, it will come out hundredfold. But if you eat in your seed, you're planting the fear of heaven. So please, this is the word of God. Say, you cannot take the money out of this world because we can't get naked. And we are going to live naked. Even though the dress that you like or the outfit that you like, say, the day I'm not here, I'm absent this body, make sure you put this on. But he says, no, don't put it up. I got this one. So, send it in. send your contribution and store up there where nobody, there is no thief over there, there is no mice. Send your contribution over there. And then the day you depart from this physical world, you will see what God has in store for you. Brothers and sisters, we have all the ingredients to be successful. And we have the pastors that are teaching us. They are giving us everything. They are equipping us to do the work. Now the ball is in our court. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Great Commission? In my profession, I sell coke. I sell rice. And everybody knows about coke.
You mean Coca-Cola, right?
Coca-Cola. You know what? Coca-Cola. So everybody knows about Coca-Cola. That's a good point. And before you open your mouth, they know that the product that they are getting is safe for them. And sometimes they ask you, there is a new product that just come out, I wonder. You know Jesus, everybody knows about Jesus. They know, but they are just rebellious. But we have a great commission. And God said, go and make nations my disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all the commandments and all the law that God gave us, we need to keep them. And work according to this and the purpose that God has for our life shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. God is on our side.
Amen.
He is.
Yes.
And if God is for you, who can be against you? No one. No one. The devil is a liar. And the Bible says the thief come not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes.
Yes.
He came for you and for me. So we might have life.
Amen.
And have it more abundantly.
Amen.
So
Amen.
If you experimenting this abundant life, know that there is something wrong.
Amen.
It's available. This abundant life is available for us right now. It's not a myth. Is the reality. So we need to go for this abundant life and live it fully. It's a gift from God. Brothers and sisters, the time is coming, the time is now that we put ourselves together and the work hand in hand for the kingdom advancement. And as the whole congregation, corporately, we can work for this kingdom advancement and win lost soul for our King. Because He is a special King. He promised that He will come back. He will come back. So when He comes back, we need to be ready. We need to be ready to be reunited with Him. Because it won't be the same thing that for His first coming. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank You for this opportunity.
Yes,
we thank You for Your words that give us life. eternal life. The Bible says, he who has the Son has life. And he who has not the Son has no life. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the peace of the Lord, the peace that surpasses all intelligence, be your portion now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.